Welcome back to this week's episode. For y'all audio listeners, we're waving.
We're waving at
for
you.
For the YouTube girls,
wave back.
You're welcome. Wave back. Wave back if you can hear me. Clap twice if you can hear me. Oh, thank you, Bookie.
You're welcome.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Allie and Sabrina Unplugged.
Yeah.
We
are famous.
We're famous now. Oh, we should have checked to see how many people have watched.
It's okay. Probably a couple million.
Probably a few million. Right now, the other day was like 60 maybe, and now we're probably at a million.
Yeah. But we just want to shout out to
all of our fans.
All of our fans.
Good and bad.
Thanks for tuning in.
Good and bad.
Make sure that you hit follow.
Yes. Yes, please. We got a lot
of y'all. The ratio just wasn't there.
Yeah, we got a lot of y'all listening. We're going to link, because I think some people didn't know. Because I know. Shout out the moms. Shout out all the moms.
And your mom.
And my mom. Well, shout out the mom friends.
Oh, yeah.
My mom's friends, because they were all listening. Hey, y'all. But we also, we're going to have to add the link. Because we were told, we're like, oh, do you guys have one of them? She wanted like to watch us. She's more of a
visual learner.
And I was like, oh, we got a YouTube,
Spotify and
Apple Podcast.
Yep.
And we got a link tree. We're gonna add it in this link description
down here.
We're gonna add it
below. With our Instagram.
Yeah, it has Instagram. It's a TikTok coming soon.
Yep.
It's got the Instagram. It's got the YouTube channel.
The merch link will be there soon.
Merch will be coming soon. You're welcome. And then we have the Apple Podcast and we have Spotify. But we just want to thank all of you guys that listened.
It was a hit.
It was a hit. Even if we got haters, we still got a view. Craig gave us some good advice.
Father
gave us good advice. He said, if people listen to it and unfollow you, at least you know that someone listened.
And this episode is breaking news.
Breaking news.
But how's your week been?
My week, I don't even know what I did this week. My week was good.
Yeah. You got a job.
Oh, I was what did I do this week? I got a job.
She did.
It's only gonna be for like maybe a month and a half
month
and a half because should we all dance?
Because drum roll, please.
We got an apartment, but it's still in the works. We got to finish the application.
We put down our deposit.
Yeah, we put down the deposit.
Today.
Today. We finished up our second round of apartment hunting. I was like, oh, this one's it's at the bottom of my list. Like,
she literally said that when we were walking.
Because the other ones I liked more, but then they had like a really good deal. And then we were looking at it and we're like, this is.
Well, the thing is when we saw this apartment,
this is not a house.
This is our home.
It is a home. An apartment version of a home.
So, at this particular place we went before, and we saw a whole different floor plan, which was stunning, by the way.
It was massive.
It was massive. All new appliances, all amazing things. But we just figured, we figured that was going to be the most expensive out of all the ones that we looked at.
Yeah.
And up until this point, it was the most expensive. And then we went in today, and our buddy, I wish we knew his name so we could shout him out. And
he was great.
He was great.
We should have told him to listen to the pod.
We should have.
Like, you're going to be featured in the pod today.
Yeah, shout out to, what do you think he looked like?
He was short. He was a short.
Short king.
Short king.
We don't discriminate here.
We love our short kings.
Maybe
coming from a short queen. Coming from short queens.
Right.
We love our short kings.
Yes.
But he was a shorter man with dark hair.
Curly. He
curly
asked
hair.
Me if I could cut it, because that's what all guys always ask.
Yeah, but you don't do men's cuts.
And then I have to say every single time, sorry.
I should have told him, I said, she can give you a blowout with your luscious locks. I can tell you how to help those split ends that you got going on, mister.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, he was a great salesman. Let me feel.
Yeah, it's thick and coarse.
He was a good salesman. He really sold us. After we were leaving, like, should we go back in and just sign right now?
He had me.
You were stressing me out, made me stress out.
Well, because he was like, you know, like, I have four other tours today. Like, and it was a great price. Like, you can't find this price anywhere nowadays.
Okay, there you go. She had an eye booker. Oh! So I got it off. It was it like, not even... an eye booker. It was like a crust. Oh. Like one of the crusty things.
A little giraffe lake. He was like, yeah, I have four other tours today. Like, hopefully it's here. And I was like, well, we'll be back today if, you know, all works out. And he told me we were touring other apartments. Yeah. And he's like, or you could just put down the $300 deposit today. Yeah, like a holding. Like, to a holding. To and secure if it. You don't want it, and it's up to 3 days. And so I go to the car and I'm like, Pookie, should I just go put my car down? She's
like, should I go inside and do it right now?
I was like, no. I was like, but he's sat there for a little bit and we thought about it.
Yeah.
And then we had a.
My mind was already set. I was like, I think this is the place.
And then once we went to the other apartments and toured it, we had some crazy experiences. And then I feel like that just solidified everything. Because every single time we went to this apartment, we've loved who we worked with.
Yeah.
And we can't say the same for all the other ones. My knuckles. Should we tell the story about?
My knuckles itchy. I don't know why my knuckles itchy. Sorry,
well, y'all. My armpit's itchy. Should we just itch?
ASMR. What is it? That's, I promise that's not my dry skin. That's my ring. That's my ring scraping against my knee.
She got eczema.
My tanned bronzed legs from the sun. My tanned golden legs.
Eczema.
I don't got eczema. I don't know why my hand's so itchy. It's like the top of my knuckles. Okay, I need to stop itching because then I'll just keep.
Tell us about the second apartment tour that we went on.
With the sloth?
Yeah.
There, I don't know if any of y'all have seen the movie Zootopia. Bless this man's soul. Bless his heart. He said he's not even normally there. He's just there helping out to give someone a day off. But he was moving so he, if you've seen Zootopia, it's a sloth that works at like the DMV type thing. That's what he was.
To
he
read
was,
you the messages that I was texting Allie during it.
She was texting me during the car. And I was like, he probably knows. I was like, I'm not going to look at my phone. And then I looked at it at one point, and we literally thought about getting up and leaving.
I said, dude, kind of want to just leave. Allie goes, yeah. I said, he's a snail. It's giving sloth of the DMV. It's making me, like, antsy. Because but this was even the beginning. We didn't even get to the part where we got stranded.
Oh, yeah, no, he left us. He left us there. But we got the keys and stuff, and we drove in the golf cart. It's a fun ride.
Long way.
It was a long drive.
Maybe a 5-minute golf cart ride, mind you, to get to one side of the property to the other.
It was huge, and it was a whole bunch of hills and stuff. And we were going over the speed bumps, and the whole golf cart was bouncing. And then we get there, and we're going inside of a unit, and the key's not working. He's like, oh, I'm going to go back to the office, and I'll get the right keys.
Just wait here.
Just wait here. And we were, and then a maintenance guy started talking to us and getting all flirtatious. And we're like, okay, sir. We're like, should we just walk back to the car and leave?
But that we probably been. Were there for
7 minutes.
No, 10. Because you were on the phone with your mom.
Yeah, that is true.
10 to like 12 minutes.
He left us there for like 10 minutes, standing in front of this random unit, just waiting for him. And then we're like, should we just leave?
And then we were late for our next appointment to set us up for failure for the rest of the day.
Literally. And he was like, oh, actually, we're not going to look at that one. We're going to look at a different one.
Yeah. So he comes back. Mind you, he walks all the way up the stairs to tell us. Literally. He could have sat at the bottom and be like, we're going to have to look at
somewhere else. Gone on the golf cart again and drove. And we literally were in and we were out
of the apartment.
Like, I just took a video just for shits and giggles. Yeah, someone must have had a dog or a cat in there.
It's just old.
It kind of smelled like animal pee.
And mind you, the apartment, like, complex there was probably the prettiest. Like, it's stunning. Like, it's like you're in Narnia.
Yeah. And we were done with the tour. And we're like, okay, we're done. And we went back to the golf cart. And it took him, like, 2 minutes to get to the golf cart. So we were just sitting there. We're like,
oh, my
God. What the hell are we doing here? Then we went back. And he's like, oh, we're like, no, we're going to go. We're good.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We'll be in touch. Yeah, he
was, bless his sweet soul. Which is good. It brought us back to where we were.
Yeah, and the second one also did, or the third
other
one.
Yeah, the other one was nice.
We loved her, the art lady, but she brought us into an apartment that looked like straight out of the 1950s.
Yeah, and she even agreed. We were like, hell no.
And she was like, oh, I haven't seen this one before.
Yeah. We bonded with her. At least they had a popcorn machine.
But we had to walk uphill there.
Oh my God.
And then we lost her.
We lost her. Oh, we did. We lost her. She did not know what building we were going to.
She was also from, like, a different apartment complex, too. And so we were both, all three of us were walking around this apartment complex trying to find which building we were going to.
And we were out of breath. And poor lady, she was suffering.
She, like, had some walking issues.
Yeah. And she was like, they told me it was right up the hill. Where the hell are we going?
Yeah.
She was, and because someone took her golf cart. So she's like, we'll just walk. And we were walking up the hill. I'm like, where the hell are we going?
It was so bad. And then we, like, basically walked one way and she walked the other. And then we were like, we found it.
We found it and we lost her.
And we couldn't find her. I had to walk back around to find her. dinner and wave her down.
Oh my god. And she gave us the keys. She's like, I'll meet you guys up there in a minute or two. I was like, you take your time, girl. You take your time. And then we walked in and it just smelled like old people. Like immediate, like it dust was the classic. And old. Yeah. It really was a classic.
And then the people below us, like they didn't.
They were dirty. Their backyard was like they did, weeds like, growing weeds. And shit.
And I was like, it's an apartment complex. How are you growing?
Probably because we were in the middle of a forest, damn near.
I don't know, but it was just not. Yeah.
And it was only like not even $100 difference from the first one.
And the first one is all completely new. It's just a full size fridge with water
in an ice machine, which does not happen.
It doesn't happen. A full size fridge does not happen.
Like it is a brand new fridge,
brand new fridge, like a farm sink.
Yeah,
farmhouse sink.
Yeah, we loved it, and we're short, so we and I like the cabinet. But I think we're still going to need a stool.
Maybe. Or I could hoist you up.
Oh, yeah. I can partner. Sit on your shoulders. Yeah, right you here. Can sit on my shoulders.
Yeah. Throw you up go get the glasses.
I'll just throw you up in there. All we're going to have in that kitchen is damn near glasses.
Yeah. That's all we have.
So we have far. Glasses and pots and pans.
Yeah.
And that's literally it.
Yeah.
But no, we found our apartment. We're really excited. we're gonna have a change of scenery in the next month-ish.
Yeah, and we like literally are getting the keys in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but we're not moving until
like
quote for y'all that are watching, we're supposed to be moving in July because we're getting our keys in a couple weeks, and then we have
some time,
a month that's free.
Yeah, yeah, that was a special a month. Yeah. Your first month's free. Like yeah. What?
Which is crazy.
So that sold us too, and we locked in such a good price.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking it into existence. We gotta make sure that we get approved first from the applications.
Imagine we get declined and we did this whole video.
I would cry.
I'd be mortified.
Then we'd have to tell you guys in the next one. I'd be like, so y'all, we didn't make it happen. Just we come on crying, we're all just in black clothes.
It's like a breakup video. That they're like,
They
do you want to tell them, or do you want me to?
They declined us. They said, we don't want y'all living in our damn apartments.
We are on the third floor, though, so you know we're going to be hitting them games walking up those.
We're going to be, that's going to be so bad. But, you know, we've both lived on third floors of apartments before.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's going to be fine.
But speaking of apartments, we thought we would just designate this episode to a few funny stories of past roommates we've had, because I think we will live really good together.
Oh, yeah.
But we had to set some ground rules, you know, based on experiences. But that's one of the reasons we actually bonded when we became friends, is we both had not so great roommates.
Yeah. You got to go through the storms to get into, to see the, I was going to say you got to go through the storms to see the rain. You got to go through the storm to see the sun.
The rainbow. That sounds good.
I feel like I just made up that saying.
That was totally, I have never heard that, but I'm going to let you go.
You want to start, Pookie?
Yeah, I'll start with one of my craziest stories. Every single time I tell this to people, they're blown away. But my first roommates that I lived with, freshly, like I was 18, they weren't originally who I was going to move out with, but I was in a rush because my first person that I was going to live with backed out. And so I had only 4 weeks to find a roommate. So I moved in with a couple, and we had one bathroom. So mind you, sharing a bathroom in general isn't great. Sharing a bathroom with a couple is a whole nother level. Okay. So they were just pretty messy, like pretty bad. But this was kind of the tipping point. It was when I went into the bathroom and their strap on dildo was hanging to dry. And I have a video of me taking a pee, just staring up at the dildo. It was like hitting my forehead right in the face.
Pookie!
Yeah! Did you never hear that?
I did, but I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something else, something in the bathroom.
Yeah, no. And then they would come out and swing them around and be like, this is our new one. It's glow in the dark.
I'm going to take this one for a spin.
Which one you like?
Which one you're going to pick for? Do you want pretty, pretty princess or the glow in the dark one?
Are we going big or small tonight? Take it or leave it. Do you want to borrow one?
Do you want to borrow one? No. Keep that thing away from me.
I just...
6 feet. Please.
So, that was one of the craziest stories.
Viewer discretion advised.
This is explicit content.
This is explicit content after we already talked about the said explicit content. Oh, shit.
What was one of your crazy ones?
I don't really have any, like, crazy ones.
But just, like, annoying. So I know what I shouldn't do.
Well, we want to go down the fucking list. No, my first set of... They could have been a lot worse. Mm-hmm. I will say that. My first roommates, we were all just extremely different. That's when I was off at
college
in Idaho. Thumbs down. There was one Idaho listener, so whoever's listening, don't recommend my living situation. But if you're listening and you're from Idaho, you know about my living situation, so you would agree. But I had three different, so there was four girls living in
that already sounds like
this nightmare. Apartment. Yeah. And I had to share a bathroom, and I had to share the bathroom with the messiest person I have ever met. Like, they were all pretty messy. I would walk out into the kitchen and there would be pots and pans and plates sitting in the sink and all over the counter for like multiple days, like with food still on them and water on it. So the kitchen would smell so bad. And they would literally, I remember one time, one of the roommates literally cooked dinner, kept like random pieces of food on the cooking sheet. And she left it there on the counter for like 5 days. Yeah. Oh no, that was a normal thing. Like, I have so many videos and pictures of it. And I can
maybe we'll insert some.
Maybe.
Just for
this. I can be such a clean freak, and living with that, like, I would be doing the dishes every single day. I would be vacuuming the kitchen. I would be like vacuuming everything in that apartment, like cleaning. And it was so, and they would use my stuff. And one time I looked in and it literally was like a mixture of food and water. And I don't even know what else. And there was mold in it. And I'm like, yeah. And sometimes my food would go missing. And I'm like, oh, someone's eating my food. In my bathroom, there'd be like hair in the sink.
Oh.
No, not pubes.
I've had
regular.
That.
Yeah. That's what I thought you were going to tell. Like regular. And I've been blonde before, but at that time I was not blonde. And there was blonde hair all over the walls, all in the drain. And I'm like, and she was like, maybe you need to get the little hair catcher.
The Drano.
And I was like, oh, you think I need to do that? Whose blonde hair is all over this damn sink? 2 out of 3 of my past living situations, I was the one that only did the cleaning.
Yeah, that was how I was for my first. I had pretty crazy ones. What was another one? I get kind of nervous, you know? Like
talking about it?
Just, you never know. You never know who's watching. But we can all learn from experiences, right? And this girl did apologize later on for being a very bad roommate. Mm-hmm. But
we're not doing it to call no one out.
We're just talking experiences and learning from it.
So if you get offended by it, there may be some self-reflection that needs to be done.
That needs to happen.
Self-reflection.
But this was a really funny story. One of my roommates, she thought that she had ringworm. Okay. And I had just brought home my first cat, Leo.
R.I.P. Leo.
He was a kitten. And so she thought that he was giving her ringworm, because that can happen. You know, you bring home a kitten from a foster or whatever it may be, and they bring home ringworm. Mm-hmm. And so she thought that he gave her ringworm. And I was like, I don't have anything anywhere though. And it's my cat.
Yeah.
And mind you, he had been there for like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so I come home and she sends me a picture. She's washing my cat. My poor Leo was probably traumatized.
Oh, Leo.
He's getting washed, and she sends me a picture, and she washed him with like ringworm stuff. Yeah. And then she bagged up every single thing, like our shower curtain, our blankets, our pillows, everything that was in the common space, bagged it up in trash bags, because it's like lice where you have to like, you know, secure it away to wash it. And there was probably like 20 garbage bags in our kitchen and living room, because I was like, I didn't know what to do. I was like, I mean, girl, go for it. If you have ringworm, like, let's get it taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She didn't have ringworm. She had like an allergic reaction to like something that she was using, body wash or something.
Oh, dear
and
God.
So that was crazy.
Traumatized Leo for no reason.
Yeah, traumatized him for life. I never give him a bath after that.
But there would be times. There was one incident that I left my second apartment and I was going home, and I had closed my, I should have locked it, but I closed my bedroom door. It was around a holiday, and stuff was like, certain people weren't allowed at said apartment.
For relationship reasons.
Yeah, respectful. For relationship, respectful issues.
Men.
Boys. And I left, and I see a video of my apartment, and I see my bedroom doors wide open. And I'm like, oh.
I would have freaked out.
Yeah, and I was like, pretty sure I closed my bedroom door when I should have locked it. And then I text roommate, and I'm like, hey, like, I closed my door for a reason. Like, why is it open? She's like, oh, we just put, like, the coffee table in your room. Like, and that's, and I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, coffee table's in the middle of the living room. Like, it's fine. And then I get back, like, a day or two later, and open up my bedroom door. And this was around Christmas time. So I had, like, a wreath around my door made out of, like, I don't know what type of trees Christmas trees are. Like, pine.
Cute.
And it was cute. And if anyone knows, when it dries out and it hits something, like, if something touches it too hard, all the needles and stuff that's on it fall. So I open my bedroom door, and the entire floor around my door is covered in those, like, pine needle things. I'm like, only the table was not just put in here. Like, my bed, like, my comforter looked like someone, you know when you, like, lay on someone's bed when it's made? Like, you can see an indent. Stuff like that was moved on my bed. And then I walk into my bathroom. My towels are completely messed up. The toilet seat was, and I do not leave the toilet seat. I close the toilet seat every single time, like, just out of habit. The toilet seat was up. There was pee all over the ring of my toilet. And I'm like, so I was like, no.
Wee had
to. I knew a man was spraying pee all over my damn toilet and didn't even have the courtesy to clean up his urine after himself or close my toilet seat or just clean up, just get rid of the evidence.
Yeah, be smarter than that.
Yeah, but no. But, and I was like, oh, okay. And then every time I left the apartment, I would lock my bedroom door.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to feel like I have to lock my bedroom door every time I leave.
You won't have to lock it with me.
Oh, thank you, Pinky. Yeah. My door will be open 24/7 for you.
Thank you.
But yeah, literally after that, I had to lock my room every single time I left. And then I got locked. I left my keys in locked bedroom one time. And then I myself got locked into my locked bedroom.
And she had to break down the door.
I literally had to break my door down. She did Hulk mode. I did. That was awful. Yeah.
Yeah, but even if we just have, like, designated, like, okay, once a month we're going to deep clean. Mm-hmm. Or, like,
yeah.
And I think for me it's just like
every week. Every other week.
Yeah.
Sunday like resets.
Yeah. Did you, what's another big thing? The Dance Moms reunion.
That was good. I didn't really grow up watching Dance Moms.
Did you not?
I would watch, like, random episodes, but I wasn't, like, deeply invested in the Dance Mom, like, lore. But that reunion was crazy.
I watched it all. I was...
Yeah, I watched the...
Watched Dance Moms like crazy. My dad used to get mad at my mom for letting me watch it because it was, like, drama, and he was, like, thinking that I was going to start acting like the girls.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I didn't, Danny.
Look at her now, Danny. She's great. I know. What else happened this week? Like, the Met Gala happened.
Met Gala happened. What did you think? What was your favorite look?
I'm horrible with fashion myself, but when it comes to, like, the Met Gala, like,
just cool. It's like,
it makes me so mad when people are off theme. Like, it irritates me so much. And I think if you don't go on theme to the Met Gala, you should never be brought back. Yeah, I feel like we had a good pod. We had
exciting news. We're excited to share it with you.
We're really excited on the outcome, like that people actually watched it.
Yeah.
So again, I know I've said it like 3 times, but thank y'all.
Thank you. But yeah, so I don't know. We're really excited. I feel like we are just kind of
playing it by ear.
Yeah. We're really honestly like doing this for fun and like it's just
for shits and giggles.
We're gonna be living together. It's gonna be so easy. We're gonna have so many stories. We might have some like, I don't know, counseling sessions on here. Maybe. Who knows? I think it's just fun. I think we're gonna ease into it. We don't wanna like go all the tea and all the shade yet. Yeah. I don't know. I think we're just excited and going with the flow. We're wanting to update or upload once a week. That's the goal.
Yeah, that's the goal. Don't hold us to it. Yeah, don't hold us to it. We're still learning, and it's hard because we're not living together yet.
So give us a month.
Yeah.
A month.
Give us a month! What? What are you doing?
Oh, was it on?
Yeah, you just turned it off. Oh. Pookie just turned off her damn microphone. Don't press the damn button.
Okay.
Ever again.
Okay. Sorry, Mom.
But yeah, thank y'all for listening. We hope this one wasn't too much of a bore. We hope that we get the same amount of listeners.
We hope for more every time.
We hope we don't get less.
We went international. Make sure to share the podcast.
Yeah, share it with your friends, your family, your loved ones, your boyfriends, your girlfriends.
All of it.
Your cousins, your exes.
Exes, because we'll give them a run for their money.
Well, we just want everyone to listen to us.
We want this to be family.
Wait. Because we just think we have just amazing things to talk
about.
So
much to talk about. But yeah, thank you guys so much for watching.
Thank
you. Or listening.
Watching / listening.
Whatever you're
doing. Whatever you're doing. Whatever floats your boat.
Whatever. We're just glad you're here.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see y'all next time. And remember, you can say the closing line. Do you not even remember it?
Remember. Well, we say different things. Remember, enjoy the unplugged moments.
Thank you, Pookie. Okay.
Bye, y'all. And boys.